broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-hosts, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
Hey, welcome to Sports Talk, 8:16. What is going on? How can we be late? What is going on here?
Hey, this is early compared to a lot of weeks.
Huh? This is big following that.
Yeah.
I don't think it's possible.
Right now, you know how many people just clicked off? Yeah. You know, you just lost a lot of viewers, listeners.
Yeah. Yeah. You know it? Yeah, well.
And viewers.
We usually do that when you guys come on. So
yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, that's a good point.
That doesn't really bother us that much anymore.
Hey, welcome to Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee. And I'm sitting here tonight with Father Ned stuck around. He wants to talk about the Cleveland Browns and their domination. And we're going to talk a little Browns. To my left is the Commissioner, Don Kemper. Don, how are you tonight?
Doing great, Bubba.
Don is in here for Mr. Feely, and before we get started, Digger, we want to give our thoughts and prayers to Harold and the Feely family. And Dick was just a great guy, and you know, I just, you know, he'll be missed, and you know, we love the Feelys.
Yep. You know, if you were at the funeral mass the other day and went down for the meal afterwards, you kind of get a feel for, you know, if you think about Harold Feely and his family, think of how many people were there for Harold and to support Harold. And to me, that kind of drives it home. That's what it's about.
Yeah.
And there were a lot of people down there.
Yep.
To support Harold, you know, and obviously that knew Dick very well. And to your point, Dick was a great guy. I happened to go through the line at the funeral home on what kind of runs together, but Monday night, I guess. And I told one of Harold's sisters, Lynn, I said, how does one family get all the great people?
Yeah.
Because there isn't a bad egg in that basket. I mean, just tremendous people, and, you know, hearts out to Janice and Renee and the Feely family.
And Father Ned, you had Dick was a longtime usher and a great member of our church.
Yes, absolutely. It's always touching for me. You learn a lot about people, you know, when you baptize them, when you marry them, obviously, and you're sitting there, and you're sitting there with crazy Uncle Eddie, usually at the wedding, you know, you always get stuck with somebody's. He grabs your ear and says, hey, brother, you know what? And it's like, oh. Crazy Uncle Eddie on me.
Yeah. Yeah.
But at the funerals, you see the pictures of the family, and you see just how big these families are and how interconnected they are. And, you know, we've had a couple of tragedies in the past, actually, month, you know, not just here, but, you know.
Sure.
But it is very humbling as a priest and as a, you know, a pastor here in this area, just to see how the community does take care of each other. And from the tornado to, you know, people with tragic losses, others, you know, a person lived a great life, a long life, and lived an exemplary life, and it's really beautiful to see how they affected each of their family members, and how they, you know, they can, all these families that come together, and from the very young, they can talk to the old. You know, still in this area, you see that. I mean, I worked in the city, and, you know, a lot of that's lost.
Yeah.
You know, and that's one of the beautiful things, is the youth still talk to the elderly here, and they go fishing side by side. They enjoy sports. They get on their ATVs, all these types of things. They have a lot of fun. But at the heart of it, it's really a beautiful community here.
Yep.
So,
well said.
These are a part of it.
So. But now our football team got beat, so we got to turn our attention to the mighty Cavaliers. We kind of expected that. I mean, you're hoping that we could compete a little bit, but they just have some kind of football team over there at Coldwater.
Yeah, it's a program. You know, they somebody graduates and they plug in replacements, and, you know, the replacement's been waiting, and that's, you know. Look, Fort Recovery's not too far off that, right?
Yeah.
Fort Recovery has some really good young players, and you're going to see that in the next couple of years. It's just, you know, the one thing that people have a hard time understanding, it's tough to compete in the MAC week in, week out with young players.
Yeah, you can't do it.
Yeah. It's, and you know, the good thing about those young players is they become veterans, right? So that's one of the things that we can all look forward to, because, you know, there are some really good young players on Fort Recovery's team.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I thought we battled. I mean, you know, if you look at early in that game, we had a chance to get a stop on them. They made an unbelievable completion.
Yeah.
We moved it, and we you know, we had a drop pass there and then a turnover, and then it just kind of snowballed. So we go to Anna Friday night. I think Anna's a team that although they had, you know, they got a heck of a program, and that's a team we can compete with, I think. And who knows, maybe we can get a W out of there.
Absolutely. Their program, you know, they reached the pinnacle a couple years ago and won the state championship in Division VI. And they're on their, you know, they graduated a bunch of players from that team. And, you know, like a lot of teams, it takes sometimes some time to get those young players prepared.
Sure.
For what they have to face week in, week out. So, you know, I think they're going to be very, very, I think it's going to be a good game. Looking forward to it a little bit. And I think Fort Recovery can compete.
I do too. Now we're going to turn our attention. We got Father Ned here, and he wants to talk about the thrashing that's going to take place in Kansas City Sunday. I tell you, Father, I know you're a busy guy and you want to get out of here, but is this as optimistic as we've ever been as Browns fans?
I think it's warranted. I mean, if you see what just remember two, 3 years ago, the nonsense that was happening on that team. You know, just, it was always some crazy story, you know, something about Odell or something. And then the height of the ignorance, I think, was last year when they said the team would be better off without Odell. And I'm like, okay, and it's always the national guys that say it.
Yeah.
Because they don't pay attention. They don't have time to pay attention to the details of the team. And it was really unfair because they're all in COVID. They're on the COVID protocol. It was a team just being put together by Stefanski. And Stefanski, I mean, he did get that the Coach of the Year award. And well-deserved, if you ask me. I mean, how he changed that culture overnight, and it almost seems. And, you know, they were a bunch of, you know, buffoons under the other coach. And you know, they were just, he couldn't reel them in. But Stefanski had been, just almost immediately, there was maturity on that team.
And what he did with Baker Mayfield alone got him, was Coach of the Year.
Yeah, absolutely. But you see, they are balanced at every attack. And I think that this team, now everybody's going to laugh at you.
I'm with you.
I'm telling you right now, this team,
I'm about ready to hug you.
This team is built to beat the Chiefs. It's the one.
Neil, you got that on tape? You got the tape running?
I forgot to turn the record on tonight. It's the one NFL team that's built to beat the Chiefs. And I'll tell you why. I'll tell you many reasons why. My brother Glenn is listening. Hopefully he's still on the thing. maybe he'll call in. I don't know. So he can double check. So think of it. They have three rookies, the Chiefs do. Three rookies on the line, offensive line. I don't care who you are. There is no way those three rookies are going to go up against Clowney, Garrett, and now this Malik McDowell, who's just an absolute animal. This guy's a beast. And you saw him pushing the people around like he was pushing a sled, you know, like those blocking sleds. He just is just destroying people in the offseason. This guy just got out of prison. I mean, this guy wants to eat, and he's going to eat on Sunday. I'm telling you, he's going to eat, he's going to eat, he's going to eat. They're going to try to hold these other two guys back, watch Malik come up the middle, and there's nothing worse for a quarterback when that guy comes up the middle on you.
So you're predicting pain for the Chiefs.
My prediction for the pie is pain.
You heard it.
You know, I'm sitting here listening to this thinking, if Stefanski doesn't have him do the pregame talk, he's nuts, right?
Hey. Oh, then we got,
I mean, I'm about ready to run through the wall.
Somebody,
right now.
Somebody make sure they send this, the recording of this to Cleveland.
That's right.
And they'll invite Father Ned up. Well, you might have to have somebody else do your Sunday masses.
And that's not even talking about JOK. Because JOK's out there, And I call him the, you know, we can call him the Joker because he's the wild card out there, and you have no idea where he's going to be. He's going to be like a ghost. He's going to come from this side. He's going to come from that side. He's going to be fast. And you ever, did you see him hit? And did you see the other guy that they got from Northwestern? What's that guy's name? The cornerback. These guys, when they draw, when they hit someone, they keep their feet moving, and that's how you hit somebody. You got to drive your feet and drive your feet until they're down on their butts, and that's what you have to do to these people.
Did you play football in high school?
I sat the bench.
Did you?
That's why you
see end guard.
That's why you hear all. Yeah, I was guard, tackle, and how's the joke go? I was guard, end, and tackle. I sat at the end of the bench. I guarded the water bucket and tackled anybody that got near. So I was 4'6" when I was a freshman in high school.
4'6".
I was 4'6", and they wanted me to play. And I was like, I just don't want a death wish for coach. So that harmed me a lot because I grew. I was 5'6", or no, I was 4'11", 4'6". That was a little. That was my girlfriend, probably. She was 4'6".
Right.
She didn't know this was my girlfriend, but it doesn't matter.
That's right, yeah.
So she had, so I was 5'11", basically, or no, 5'6" in sophomore year, so I joined. And then I broke my leg in my junior year, so I didn't.
Who was your coach? Who was the coach back then?
Back then it was Coach Jones. Yeah, Coach Jones. So we had I think we were 7-3-1 or something like that, or 7-2-1 or something.
Yeah.
We tied somebody.
And where was that at?
I think it was. Minster. I was at Minster, yeah. So I played second string, played scout defense. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, but that was a lot of fun.
we always had made it fun. He had to make it fun. Otherwise, you know, it's miserable.
Well, let's root the Browns on for victory. Let's get the Indians a victory here Friday night. And Fowler, you're just—I love you to pieces, man. So make sure that mic's always open, right, Neil? We always got it open for Fowler.
Well, on Wednesdays.
We
don't. Tuesday we'll be at a volleyball match somewhere. So
that's right.
You can come in, sit down, and talk all you want, but nobody hear you.
We're gonna take a break. Come back with talking, Mr. Kemper. Sports Talk Above and Fee, presented by Wayne Street Market.
There's still plenty of time for grilling before the weather changes, and Wayne Street Market has their No Limit Meat Sale running right now, so it's a great time to stock up. Check out these great steak prices. Ribeyes are $9.99 a pound, flat iron steaks are $8.99 a pound, and New York strips and T-bones are just $7.99 a pound, and ground chuck is just $2.99 a pound, loose or patties. And they have a great selection of brats from Johnsonville, Swaggerty Farms, and Winner's Meats. Get in on these great prices during their No Limit Meat Sale at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
This is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. Has your business experience changed within your operation? Or maybe the place you banked with has seen the cultural change or the loss of a long-trusted officer or advisor? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action in how to navigate this new season of business. Let me help with this plan. See me, Chad Guggenbiller, at 419-852-4049. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning.
Hey, this is Stacy with Brick Street Tavern. We have added a couple new items to our menu. Spicy pickle fries, pizza bites, cauliflower pizza, and cheese curds. Stop up and try our new items or give us a call to get them to go.
Assure, the local area suicide awareness group, will be having their annual suicide awareness community walk at the Mercer County Fairgrounds on Saturday, September 11th from 8 to noon. If you'd like to be part of this great cause, all you need to do is stop by the fairgrounds that day and register. Get your pledges lined up ahead of time and walk as far and as long as you want, and you can start any time from 9 to noon. Find details at assuremc.org. All proceeds from the walk will benefit the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention and local suicide support and services. So if you want to help out a great cause and get a little exercise in the process, head out to the Mercer County Fairgrounds on Saturday morning, September 11th from 8 to noon, and join the Suicide Awareness Community Walk presented by Assure, the area suicide support resources.
This St. Joe Homecoming Festival is coming up September 10th, 11th, and 12th on the grounds of St. Joseph Parish, 1.5 miles east of Fort Recovery. The festivities kick off on that Friday night with St. Joe's largest cornhole tournament. Sign in at 7:30. Saturday night begins with outdoor mass at 4:30, and stick around for world-famous chili, the amateur horseshoe tournament, and music by RJ the DJ. Sunday's festivities kick off at 1 o'clock with NFL football on TV, a beanbag tournament, horseshoe tournament, and kitty tractor pool. Grab yourself some barbecue chicken dinners for supper and stick around for entertainment by Kyle Kesters and the raffle drawing with a $1,000 top cash prize. We'll see you at the St. Joe Homecoming Festival September 10th, 11th, and 12th.
Hey, we're back here at Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, and sitting in for Fee tonight is Commissioner Don Kimber. Digger, we you enjoyed talking to Father Ned, and I'd say Father Ned's a big Browns fan. What do you think?
He is fired up.
He knows a little bit about the Browns?
He does, don't he?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I'm not kidding about having him do the pregame talk, because he could have those guys running through walls.
Yeah, he's got a lot of confidence, and rightly he should. I really look forward to the Browns this year. And just like we look forward to Friday Night Lights and the Indians, and we talked a little bit about St. Henry, and it was a game that
Coldwater.
Yeah, it was a game that we, I don't know, man, they're so fast. And they Coach Otten does an unbelievable job there. And if you look at the league on Friday night, you was over at the Marion Versailles game, and that had to be some kind of football game.
Yeah, it was, it was funny. I had a crew. It was their last MAC game. They came down from Archbold, and they've been officiating in the MAC for several years. And the guy walked up before the game, and he came over and shook my hand. He goes, we have never had a bad game in this conference. This before the game started. And he goes, you and the guys before you always gave us the best games.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you kind of cause yourself to get put on the best games.
Yeah, there's a reason got the best games.
But after the game was over, I could read you the text messages from them. They were driving back to Archbold, and they couldn't thank us enough for the games that we've given them over the years and the opportunities to do some really good football that it's like the guy told me in a text message exchange. He said, look, that's a game you see at a state final.
Yeah.
Or if you don't, you should.
Yeah. Why is it that guys like that are getting out of doing our games, or are they getting out of, they retiring from officiating, or are they just a drive and getting home late?
No, it's so they're actually I would call them a young crew, but they're not. They're
20, but they're not 80.
Yeah, they're in their late 40s, early 50s. But the thing is, they have kids that are starting to play up at Archbold. So next year, and that's tough. I always said, when my kids played, I used to officiate football on Friday nights. When my kids played, I quit for that period of time, because you don't get a, like, maybe I'll catch them in 4 years,
Yeah.
In 4 years, they're done. So, it's it makes it fun. I wouldn't trade getting out of officiating football on Friday night to watch my kids for anything.
Right.
And I'm sure they're going to feel the same way about it.
Absolutely.
But, the good thing about it is the guy at the end of our text messaging Friday night said, I'm not saying I'm never coming back. And I said, so in 5 years from now, I have you down for a game.
There you go. That's exactly right. Once the old boys graduate.
He said, nope, got one in seventh grade.
Yeah. We talked about our league this year, and Marion, Versailles, Coldwater, New Bremen, this league, is very top heavy. And there's going to be some tremendous battles. St. Henry's another team that they lost to Fort Frye, and I've talked to a lot of St. Henry people, said that was one of the best hosens. And St. Henry turned the ball over to the 3-yard line, a chance to win the game at the end. But But I think penalties were on pretty lopsided. St. Henry outgained him 380 to 240. And it was one of those deals. So when you look at St. Henry Bremen for Sales Marion, this conference is, once again, pretty awesome.
Yeah, and the thing that's interesting about it is they're split. You know, you take, like, for Sales, they're Division 5. Coldwater's obviously Division 6. And then you have...
So how many more people does Versailles have than Coldwater in their school system that gets them
I'm not there? Real sure. I'm not sure what the answer is. I mean, I don't think it's a lot.
It's not a bunch.
Yeah. Because, yeah. I mean, literally, there are schools that can be five students away from... If you're in the top end of a Division VI school...
Yeah. What happened to competitive balance?
It's still there.
Really? So why is Coldwater still in D6?
They have three times as many students.
Because they win state.
Well, think about this. The competitive balance thing, what they did is they penalized parochial schools, right? So they took parochial schools and they gave a multiplier based on whether that kid was supposedly in your geographical area, right?
Yeah.
Well, think about what the unintended consequence of that is. So you have these smaller schools that you're pushing up because of that. Well, somebody's got to go down.
Yeah.
Right? So what they did is they pushed Coldwater down. And, it happened in a couple different... I mean, Division I, it didn't matter. Lakewood St. Ed's.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if you have 1,500 kids. They can't put you in Division 0, right?
Yeah.
You're in Division 1.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, it's the competitive balance is still there. But, you know, that's one of the things that I think is people don't understand sometimes... Every time you make a decision or a choice, there's an unintended consequence of it. And pushing Coldwater down in Division 6 is an unintended consequence of that.
If you have a McDonald's, you should be higher than D6.
So Minster should be?
D5.
Yeah.
That's how I base all my...
You know what? I think that's probably a good policy.
Yeah. If you have a McDonald's...
Maybe even a fast food place.
A fast food place. You in there or not?
Nah.
I'm going to build a McDonald's in Versailles.
That'll teach them.
Well, you should, because they're Division 5 already. I mean, it only makes sense.
Yeah, they should already have one.
I would be a millionaire by 2025 if I would build a McDonald's in Versailles.
So why are you sitting here?
There's nothing in Versailles.
Yeah. Subway.
They're getting a hotel. Versailles Inn. They're in a Versailles.
Yeah.
You see that thing? It's huge.
Huge.
Yeah. Yep.
That's all they got, in a winery. And a bowling alley. That's it.
Endless Pint.
Who?
Endless Pint.
What's that?
They have a brewery over there.
Yeah, they got...
That's downtown, right?
Yep.
Really?
Yep, across from my barber shop.
Where do you get your haircut?
Matt Konepke, down there, Versailles.
Shop local there, bub.
Well, he was local.
Good point.
He is local. And so I thought I'd go down and help him out when he was just getting started and...
You've been going there ever since?
I haven't left yet. But if I do...
You're about ready to. There ain't much left.
It'll either be Kenny or his brother.
Hey, you hear me? Very much left.
Well, I ask him right off the bat, do I get a discount for not having as much? He said, you're going to have to pay extra because I have to hunt.
That makes sense.
You know what Kenny Tin said?
They teach him that in barber school.
What Kenny Tin told me was... If I make a mistake on your head, it's way more obvious. So he's got to be more careful.
That's a good point.
No nicks.
Yeah.
No nicks. We are going to come back. We're going to talk Indian volleyball. And the Indians have hit a little slide here. But we're going to talk volleyball. We're going to talk MAC volleyball sports talk presented by the Wayne Street Market. Coming right back. Ready for this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. If you want to mow faster and ride smoother, you need a Ferris zero-turn mower. Only Ferris mowers have patented independent suspension technology that smooths out uneven turf. You'll be able to mow faster and longer with less fatigue. Whether you're a professional cutter or just want to mow like one, Ferris mowers get more done in less time. So visit K&L Tractor today and test drive the most comfortable riding zero-turn in the industry, Ferris. Experience suspension.
It's seems like the most entertaining things on TV these days are those funny insurance commercials. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, you need someone who knows the difference between insuring a farm and an economy automobile. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I know that our area and our neighbors have unique needs. When it comes to insurance, think local. And if you want a funny joke, I'll do my best. Find us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Hello, I'm Harold Peely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Fall is in the air, time for football, pumpkins, and getting your vehicle ready for cooler weather. Your maintenance appointments will include testing your battery and checking all fluid levels. We also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Here are the sports broadcasts coming up the rest of this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow, the Lady Indians will travel to Parkway to take on the Lady Panthers in an MAC matchup. We'll simulcast WPGW's broadcast with Rob Weaver, and the NFHS video will be available. On Friday, we'll travel to Anna to take on the Rockets in a big MAC football game. Fort Recovery Radio's broadcast team will bring you the action live. The only live video of the game will be through NK Telco. Get out and support our Indians teams this week. But if you just can't get to the games in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
The Fort Recovery Catholic Cluster will be hosting national speaker Jesse Romero Sunday, September 19th through Wednesday, September 22nd. Mr. Romero is a radio host, author, and evangelist, and will speak on how spiritual warfare is being waged against us and how we can protect and defend ourselves. His five presentations are open to adults and students, ninth grade and up, regardless of religious affiliation, and there will be refreshments after each of the talks. On Sunday evening, September 19th at 5:30, his presentation will be Know Your Enemy, followed at 7:15 by Man to Man. This last presentation is for men only. Monday's presentation, The Power of Prayer, will be held at 7:15 p.m., and Tuesday's presentation will be at 7:45 p.m. and will be How to Get to Heaven, Living in a State of Grace. On Wednesday, it will be Teen Night starting at 7:30 for teens 9th grade and up. Put these dates on your calendar and see Jesse Romero Sunday through Wednesday, September 19th through 22nd at Mary Help of Christians Church, and hear his stories of working in the largest prison system in the world, dealing with Satanism and the occult, and so much more. These talks are open to the public regardless of religious affiliation, and you want to get there early because of the anticipated large attendance for these presentations.
I'm talking to my wife.
Yeah. And we're back on Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee, but no Fee, but we got Digger tonight.
I like Fee better.
A lot.
I mean, really, smarter, better looking.
I mean, let's just stop it at that. He does have better hair.
Digger Don has my hair cut now.
And I'm about there, too. So
yeah. Let's just stop it there. I mean,
should we just end it?
Yeah, I mean, if we, that list of things that Fee's better than me at is pretty damn long.
It is kind of long, ain't it?
Well, so he's probably now better than you are at fixing cars. But back in the days, you guys probably were about a tie back when you were starting.
Did you know anything about cars? Were you sharp?
Nope.
You went to where? Did you go to NBC? Or where'd you get your?
I went to CBS.
You went to CBS?
Yeah.
Did you go to Northwestern Business College?
No.
Where'd you go? You didn't go to any?
I didn't go anywhere for mechanics. I went to Wright State Lake Campus for electrical engineering.
Okay.
And then you, from what I saw at Crown, they kind of liked what you learned.
I fooled them.
Did you fool?
Well, you must have fooled Minster
Machine,
too.
Where do you work at now?
They stole you from them.
Work at a company called Tico.
Tico.
Yep.
And what do you guys do there?
We make, it's widgets.
Tea, they make tea.
We make widgets.
Widgets.
So we make work holding for mills and mostly mills, vices and T-nuts and clamps and studs and all kinds of stuff like that.
Hmm. Where's that at?
It's in downtown Union, Ohio.
Oh, yeah.
Which is just north of Englewood.
Yes. Yeah, on 48?
Yep.
Is your business on 48?
It is right on 48. Yep.
Is that right?
So, is it near the Englewood Dairy Queen?
It is back to the north of Englewood Dairy Queen.
Mile and a half?
Been there?
A couple miles.
Yeah.
A couple miles.
You like the Englewood Dairy Queen?
I've been there. Yeah.
You deliver for Calps that far?
We have, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Not
the Englewood
regular
Dairy Queen.
Hope not at the Dairy Queen. But I have cousins that used to live behind there.
Oh, really?
A block or so, but they've moved, I think.
If you live in Union, what high school are you at?
You would more likely go to Milton Union, or the other side is Northmont.
Northmont, yeah. I was wondering about that.
And that's where Jackson Hobbs is.
Absolutely. I talked to Jeff this week.
Oh, yeah?
He called me. He was driving back on Friday night, and
good for him.
And he likes it. He has something going on that he really misses doing the radio and the Fort Carey football games at Hobbs. He's a good guy, and we miss him around here. And,
yeah.
But Brunzi and Calpe do a fine job. They do a good job listening to them there. I like to, like, on Friday night, left at halftime after, and I went and listened to the game on the radio and sat in the golf cart. And I kind of like that. Get away from people.
Because you don't like people?
No, because the way the game was going, you know, you're like, I don't want to talk to anybody. And I'm a powder.
Yeah, about the only thing you can say is negative, so you don't just go somewhere where you're not saying anything.
Really, you got to watch, though, when you're on the golf cart, because you could run over your bottom lip.
That's exactly right. Speaking of bottom lips, the Indians girls volleyball team has had some bad luck here. They went four in a row. They lost to three games at the St. Henry Invitational. Is that correct?
Yes.
Two good teams, Buckeye Central, St. Henry, and Rushi.
Yeah, normally at that St. Henry Invitational, we play our first two matches in the they call it the high school gym. It's the little gym, and the middle school gym is where we play all the basketball games. Okay. So St. Henry plays all their games in the middle school, and we play ours in the high school gym, which is actually in the elementary school, I think. But anyway,
for junior high, right?
Yeah. So we usually dominate that, and then we go play St. Henry in the final match, and it's a big battle. They win one year, and we win the next. So this year, it didn't work that way.
Mm-hmm.
St. Henry lost their first one to Buckeye Central. We lost our first one to Rushi. And so those teams, by playing that great competition year after year, now that's not the only great competition they play, but they have gotten better. Now, they started off with good programs, but those two have beat us, St. Henry and us, and then St. Henry beat us. I thought we were probably better than Rushi and Buckeye Central, but we definitely did not prove it that day. We had things that we just didn't do right and seemed like a little lackadaisical. And, you know, how do you get excited about playing somebody you'll never see again? I don't know. And what are you going to prove?
Buckeye Central has a heck of a volleyball program.
Yeah. I think 4 years ago they won state.
Year or in, year
like
out,
that.
They're competitive.
Yeah. I mean, because you don't play anybody, you don't know them, you don't play them again. You know, that's a cop out. You got to be, right. You know, if you're playing high school sports, and I'm sure Travis was upset about that game. And then we come back last night and play Salina team who was undefeated, but a team that we should probably compete with. And we didn't even compete last night. You know, we lost the first game early, and then we got killed the last two games. And
yeah, the first one we took to, I think it's 28-26.
Yeah.
And the next one we got 9.
Yeah, 25-9, 25-16.
Was closer, but yeah, I think we were up 13-12 or behind 13-12, and they just walked away from us.
Yeah, and when you lose the Page Four camp and you lose those seniors, and it takes a while to get that thing gelled up, and I think we have a lot of good kids there. I think that by the end of the season, we're going to be one of the tougher teams to beat. But everybody goes through laws, Digger. You've seen it a lot of times, and I wouldn't hit the panic button yet, and I don't think Coach Guggenbiller will.
No, and you know, the good thing about it is you can play your, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but is Fort Recovery 1-0?
In the league, yes.
So, you don't want to say those games don't necessarily mean anything, that they lost.
Yeah.
But, you know, you could... Let's be honest. You could still win the MAC. You could still have a great season.
Yeah.
You could still be ready for playoffs at the end of
We played some younger players that we hadn't played before last weekend. Maybe one or two appearances in a set or something. But we had some younger players. We tried some different rotations. in my head, I'm justifying all of this as him trying some things just to see how it's going to go, and in games where, you know, quote unquote, it doesn't matter. They're not league games, so you know we could be that undefeated team and feeling pretty happy about ourselves, but we might not be any better than we were, you know, last Saturday morning. By bringing some other kids in, we brought Kennedy Mullenkamp up. She played a bunch Saturday, between Saturday and last night. She played a lot. So whether that's something they're planning to have her do more of, I don't know. It may be something they're trying in the non-league games just to get her some reps and you know, doing some stuff. That may be what he's doing. I don't know his justification, but you know, we may have that may be what we're doing, and then when we go to play Parkway tomorrow in a league match, we're right back where we were with our winning, you know, 4-0 team. I don't know how it's going to go. I'm just thinking in my head that might be what he's doing.
Yeah, one thing about it, you know, it's it's never bad to get experience for young players, right?
Yeah.
And if you're gonna give them a little experience, I mean, somebody goes down, gets hurt, whatever. It's tough to pull somebody in there and they've not had the game experience or the match experience.
Yep.
So, you know, it would make sense what you're saying. And
that may not be it at all, but that's what I've put into it, that it's just that, to me, in my head, it justifies.
That's what we're going with,
Neil. Yeah, that's we're going with Neil's head.
Yep. First time ever, but we're going with it.
So a couple positives that you can take out of this is that Tegan Fortkamp is going to be one hell of a volleyball player.
Yeah.
I mean, she's getting a lot of playing time. She's figuring out her role. And I think that when you look at where Travis is going, and Travis knows what the hell he's doing. He ain't no dummy.
Yes.
And you can see that Tegan is going to be a heck of a volleyball player. Whitley's a hell of a volleyball player. We got a lot of pieces. We just got to get it figured out. And I wouldn't, them girls ain't going to panic. He ain't going to panic. And they're workers. They work their butts off, and I'm not too worried about the volleyball program. They're going to be tough by year end,
right? And I do think that the league games, they are going to really get into it.
Yep. When you look at our league, Digger, who's tough again?
So, you know, obviously New Bremen, Diana Kramer does a great job over there, and they're going to be a force. New Knoxville. I don't know if they lost.
They got beat, but then they beat Coldwater this last week. And I talked to Kathy Etzler. And Chuck, if you're listening, and I'm sure he is, unless he's sleeping or watching Reds.
Or both.
He could be doing both. Chuck's unbelievably talented.
Yep.
He can do it all. But if you're listening, Mr. Etzler, we're thinking about you. Get the hell out of there soon. I think you're getting close to getting out of there, and we're rooting for you. But I know that Kathy said that New Knoxville turned around and beat Coldwater, and you know, she got some rooting interest there. She got grandkids both ways. So
one of her texts told me she was sitting in the top row trying to not say anything much, cheering for both grandkids, and she never did say which team she was rooting for, but definitely rooting for her grandkids.
And New Bremen is tough. St. Henry's tough. Well, Marion, who else we got? Oh, Coldwater.
Yeah, Coldwater's really good.
What about Versailles this year? I don't know much about them.
Versailles is all down.
Are they?
You know, they're not that team that... You know, the one thing about Versailles is they will compete against teams, and then they'll go south.
Yeah.
And they will win a couple tournament games.
Yeah, they'll be in the regionals. Yeah,
like about, 3 years ago when they won the state and they were sixth in our league?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, whatever it was.
I was laughing about
congratulations, Coach. Is it Coach Brigham who won her 100th game?
Yeah.
So,
Coach
congratulations.
Kenzie Brigham.
Kenzie? I seen her picture of her kids and cute as buttons. And, just good dudes. And she's a St. Henry girl or Minster girl?
She's St. Henry girl.
St. Henry girl. That's what
Jerry Brugman's daughter.
Jerry Brugman. Oh. He's a great guy.
Referee.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Let's take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk Buckeyes. What do you think of the Buckeyes?
I think the jury's still out.
I don't know. They're pretty good.
I think they're number three.
They have some tremendous athletes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Now, they absolutely
receivers.
Do.
Can they convert that to
Yeah.
You know,
to
yeah.
W's.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Locations in Van Wert, Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Rossburg, and Coldwater. Start at $15.25 an hour for full-time production. Flexible options available, too. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
Miracle Lanes is now back open after their summer break. Stop in and see Corey and Jared. Bowl a game or two, visit with friends, grab something to eat, and if you're looking to feed the family, what's better than Miracle Lanes Pizza? Also, try one of their subs or other sandwiches, and don't forget about their famous wings. Just call them at 375-4274, then drive through and pick it up. And if you're planning a birthday party or other get-together, call to reserve your day and time. And be sure to get there for their great pizza and wing buffet on Fridays at lunch. Through the month of July, Miracle Lanes will be open on Thursday at 3 and Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at 11. Call them at 375-4274 to order ahead.
Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Vores, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Vores Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Vores Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Be sure to tune in to Fort Recovery Radio every Saturday morning at 7:15 a.m. for a walk through the garden with Steve Stone. He'll give us some expert advice and timely tips on what we need to do to keep our lawns and gardens healthy. You can email him questions for future shows at steve@naturesgreennursery.com. Be sure to tune in every Saturday morning for a walk through the garden with Steve Stone, 7:15 a.m. on Fort Recovery Radio. The Jake County Civic Theater will be presenting Elf the Musical in December, and the auditions are coming up on Monday and Tuesday, September 13th and 14th, from 6 to 8:30 p.m. at Arts Place at 131 East Walnut Street in Portland. Callbacks will be Thursday evening, September 16th, and rehearsals will begin on Monday, September 27th. There are wide-ranging roles for children and adults, and there will be a large cast from major roles to chorus roles, and they are especially looking for some cast members with tap dancing experience. For the auditions, please prepare about 30 seconds of a musical theater song, and you're encouraged to sing along with the music from your phone or other portable device. You will also be asked to read a few lines from the show's script. For callbacks, you'll sing songs and read scenes from the show and dance, and you can go to jcountycivic.com to find songs and scenes that will be used. If you aren't able to get to the auditions on Monday, September 13th or Tuesday, September 14th, you can make other arrangements by inquiring at jcountycivic@gmail.com or by contacting the director, Jason McGraw, or assistant director, Ray Cooney. Make arrangements to get to Arts Place in Portland on Monday or Tuesday, September 13th and 14th from 6 to 8:30 p.m. for your audition to be part of Elf the Musical, which will be presented in December.
And we're back on Sports Talk.
We're back?
We're back, just like we knew what we were doing.
You're unbelievable.
Okay, you're easily impressed.
We're back here at Sports Talk with my good friend Don Kemper. And I am Bob Stoller. Fee is out tonight. We are talking, we've talked Fort Recovery sports, and now we're going to talk a little bit about the Ohio State Buckeyes, Digger. And the Buckeyes opened up with a victory against at Minnesota. Have you been to Minnesota?
I've been to Minnesota.
That looks like a really cool place.
It is.
Yeah.
It's, you know, they used to play in the Humphrey Dome.
Yeah.
And then they built that stadium, and it is fantastic. I mean, really nice place.
It is so great to see fans in the stands.
Absolutely.
And I never thought, you know, I'm watching it last year, and I'm thinking, you know, what big deal. This year, when you look at It started out Thursday night with the Ohio State Michigan or Ohio State Minnesota, and then it went to Virginia Tech and North Carolina, and the Metallica, how they just absolutely rock Hokie Stadium. And then I thought the Notre Dame Florida State game was a tremendous game to watch, and it was just a great weekend to get the fans back in there, and it was a great win for the Buckeyes coming back, and we're so blessed, we're so lucky to watch Ohio State football, how good they are, and how they just continue to come back. You know, even halftime we're down, and you're thinking, I thought the surest lock in the world was betting Ohio State at halftime because they just figured it out.
Yep.
And once that freshman quarterback got his feet settled down and started, his receivers are incredible.
Yeah. Yeah, he just has to get them the ball in a good position.
Yeah.
And good things are going to happen. He doesn't, you know, he doesn't have to throw it 60 yards. He doesn't, you know, he can control the game with a 5-yard pass.
Yeah.
Right? Because those guys are going to turn it into a 30-yard pass.
When you look at that offense, and then you've got that running back who is a freak. I mean, Henderson is a freak.
Yep.
I mean,
so what about Master Teague? He was awesome last year in spots.
Yeah.
And
Masters of three.
He doesn't have that gear.
Yep.
Nope. Yep. Exactly.
And that's not a bad little weapon to have in your pocket when nobody's expecting it.
Yeah.
To have him, throw him in there when you need what he has.
Yeah, Master's days are numbered. God love him. Yep. And he'll get some touchdowns at the 1-yard line and stuff like that. But but these two young kids that they got running back are special.
Yep.
How are you going to any games this year?
I hope to.
Nothing, no tickets yet?
We haven't planned anything yet, but my cousins are coming over on Sunday, and we're going to probably, that'll be a topic of discussion.
Which games
we always
are
going
to?
We always go to a couple games, so.
When you, who is it? Who comes over? Stoney?
Kevin, Dave, Steve. That'd be about it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Does Ram get thrown into
Ram,
that mess?
Yeah, Ram's
there.
Oh, yep. Ram. He's there.
Ram will be there.
Yeah. So do you want to tell everybody what you showed me the other day, or how you want me to kill you without, or how?
I don't think. I don't have it.
Good job putting him on the spot there, Bob.
I don't actually have it. My son has it.
Digger is going to the Ryder Cup.
Oh.
Yeah. I hate you, right? So bad. I really about, well, there's about a fight at the church for Dickie's thing, or about a fist fight.
Could have went down.
Yeah, because he goes, look what I got. He's bragging.
No, Alex just sent me a photo of him.
Look what I got. Hey, looky here.
That isn't the way it was.
Yeah, it was. That's how I read it.
Huh.
He is going to a Whistling Straits in Wisconsin for the Ryder
Cup. Did that come about that you were able to?
Alex took care of it. He's turned into a golf nut.
Yeah.
And so he...
I know a lot of golf nuts. They can't get tickets to stuff like that.
Thank you, Neil. That's really cool. I mean,
yeah, it is.
I went to the President's Cup when it was at Murfield. I took Jody, and we was there every day, and I absolutely loved every second that I was there. I couldn't imagine... I remember that atmosphere. I couldn't imagine that Ryder Cup when there's... I mean, I just think that is great father-son bonding right there.
Actually, we were talking this weekend when the Solheim Cup was going on. I said, why didn't we go to the Solheim Cup?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it's in Toledo.
Yeah.
We're driving to Kohler, Wisconsin, but we can't drive to Toledo.
Yeah, you can't drive 2 hours to the Solheim.
But could you have gotten tickets to that?
Yeah. Yeah.
You can get tickets to something like that?
I did see Martin. Marty. Caleb Martin.
Oh, yeah?
He was there. He was there both days.
Oh, good for him.
He must work for a company that does a big sponsorship there. And
he worked for an advertising company, yes, I think, up there.
Yeah. And
good for him.
Yeah, he was there, and he had Snapchat with it. It looked really cool. And
yep.
I know John Elking was there from Marion. John had his staff up there from the NCR, and he had some neat Snapchats, too. So, yeah, that looked really cool, the old Solheim Cup. But it's not the level of that Ryder Cup.
Oh.
No.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, that's a great trip. That's what, 2 weeks?
Yeah, the 25th and 26th.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
If you're asking me, I can't. I'm not available that weekend.
Oh crap!
Really, you can't go. You're out.
Yeah, I'm out.
Dang it!
Yep.
You really want to go?
I'll let Alex know.
Yeah. He'll say, "Who?
You got
who? Dad?
Yeah." So let's go back to the commissioner. We'll put that helmet on now, and off to a good start for fall sports, Don.
Yeah, I think so. We haven't had any cancellations, obviously. Knock on wood, hopefully things keep going the right direction. And, there's nothing anybody would like more than to put that whole COVID-19 thing behind us.
Yeah.
It's been such a mess.
With the Delta variant and all this other, there's another one they say is coming, and I'm just tired of it.
They're going through the Greek alphabet. I saw Moo today.
Yeah. So that sounds like might be a cow thing. The Moo.
Well, I think what
variant.
We got. I think that the coronavirus is here to stay, and we just got to figure it out. You know, and that's just the way. I think that's life right now. And I'm glad to see that we are continuing with fans in the stands. I'm glad to see that protocols are in place where if you ain't playing, you're forfeiting. We're not, the game goes on. And right. And I think that I think that's just the way life is.
Boys. Yeah, and it's good from the standpoint of, especially around here. I mean, people have been very careful. I mean, if you will, to keep bad things from happening or a bunch of people from getting infected. And I think there's just a lot of people are using just common sense. They don't have to wear a mask, but they don't have to, run up and hug everybody either. Yeah.
Not everybody. Right. People that need a hug, yeah, maybe.
Right.
Yep.
But you take that chance.
Like, I'm hugging everybody, but I mean.
Well, you're a good hugger.
I am a hugger.
I've had way too many hugs the last,
I'll be right over.
Last 10 days because I've been to the funeral home 15 times. I was at funeral home 3 times in 2 days. I just can't. I can't deal with this.
It sucks, don't it? Yep.
And then I just,
part of our lives now.
Lester,
we get
Hills
older.
Camp passed away.
Yeah, Lester.
Just saw that. I think we got that at around 5 or 6 o'clock today.
Yeah, Bill.
And 98 years old. So everybody goes sometime. But that's one more I'm going to be.
98.
I'll tell you what. There's nothing better than 98, though. Right.
Yeah.
I mean. What a life.
Yes. Yeah. And he was able to be there to flip the switch to turn the lights on at our monument on Memorial Day.
Yeah.
So
as a veteran.
Yeah, as the oldest veteran of that we knew of at with either the Legion or the VFW, he flipped the switch to turn those lights on. That meant a lot to everybody. That was a big deal.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Bubba, getting back to the COVID thing and the season so far, golf's going well. The golf teams are out. They've got a lot of their matches in. The tournament's actually the same weekend as the Ryder Cup.
Really?
So how are you going to run that?
Well, I've got...
got good people?
I've got a couple good people to take care of.
Absolutely. When you look at your athletic directors, we have a new one here in town, and Holly is... she was on here last week, and man, she won't get outworked, and what a great addition to our school.
Absolutely. Holly's... we had a meeting at St. Henry for the MAC in early August, and... So I introduced Holly and said, she's one of my favorite people from Fort Recovery, and I said, and by the way, she's in Fort Recovery's Hall of Fame. So we were talking about Holly and she was blushing maybe a little bit. And then Nikki Etzler, Jenny Etzler comes in, and Knoxville's principal.
And, Hall of Fame.
And I said, hey, talking about Hall of Famers, Jenny's also in the Hall of Fame. And then, of course, at Fort Recovery. And then, of course, one of the, I don't know if I'm allowed to say the A word,
yep.
but one of the smart asses, ADs,
yep.
said, hey, Kemp, are you the only guy from, or the only person from Fort Recovery that's not in the Hall of Fame? And I said, yeah, thanks for bringing that up. I think I am.
Yet. We still got time.
Not yet.
You have to do something athletic to get into the Hall of Fame.
So we can't even get Norb in. Well, Norb probably could make it athletic, but we just don't have any records from back then anymore.
Norb.
Metzger.
Oh, yeah.
He, you know, Norby belongs in the Hall of Fame.
But Holly's going to do a great job. I mean, she's a lot of fun, and I think she brings an energy to it that is kind of different. You know, she's willing to try some things that maybe some people wouldn't have tried.
I hope she doesn't get jaded over the years, but right now she is 150 miles an hour, 15 hours a day. She just goes. This has to get done. This has to get in the way. We have to do this. We have to do this.
I think that's her personality, and that's what's going to make her successful.
Yes.
I agree with that 100%. Well, thank you for coming over.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for having me.
You are a champion.
I'm setting with a couple champions.
He's a champion, but not Hall of Fame champion.
He's a Hall of Famer in my book. I'll tell you that right now. We want to thank everybody, Father Ned, for sticking around, talking about the Cleveland Browns. Indians back in action tomorrow night. The girls travel to Parkway to take on the Panthers, try to get off the schneid of losing four in a row, and I like their chances. And Friday, the boys travel to Anna to take on the Rockets in a tough football game. Max Down, I think I always like going over there. That's one of my favorite places to go watch a football game.
Except for the train.
That train don't bug me.
You can get right in the action.
And then Saturday, what do we got Saturday?
Nothing.
Day off on our Saturday.
Yep. And next week, there's only Thursday, Friday.
Really?
Yep. Let me just make sure about, let's see. Yeah. Thursday, we play New Knoxville at home. And Friday is, who do I have football? I forgot who.
Mary Loquan.
It's the home versus Versailles.
Versailles. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Bubba and Fee will be back next week. Sports Talk.
To Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. With Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.